Those of you that watch Coronation Street will have noticed landlord in the Rovers, Johnny Connor, has been battling Charles Bonnie syndrome. Now, this is a first for it even being spoken about on TV. And here to talk about his experiences is Pure 70s and Pure 80s presenter Roger Cole. You knew about this storyline, obviously it was a big secret, but yeah, you must be pleased. And am I right in saying this is a first that's been spoken about on TV?
Yeah, it is, I think. I've only found out I had Charles Bonnet syndrome about 5 or 6 years ago. I did notice, because I've got retinitis pigmentosa, they sometimes seem to go hand in hand, the sight loss and hallucinations, if I can call them that, yeah. So, yeah, I was normally going to my yearly checkup at Moorfields, and I did mention to them about these sort of strange patterns and flashes and colours, which were sort of more than just problems with RP. RP is like, how can you say, it's sort of areas missing in your vision. They're sort of like taken up with either blank spaces or little flickers. But this was like a completely different level.
So how long have you been living with the condition?
I've been living with Charles Bonnet syndrome for probably about 8 or 10 years. Yeah, 2010, 2011 is when I started noticing it. But it really didn't have a title until probably 2015. So I went into Moorfields as normal. And they said, we've actually pinned down your problem with these patterns and shapes. And I mean, I think everybody's different, but mine was more or less patterns and shapes. And it's Charles Bonnet syndrome. And that was probably the first time I knew about it, really.
So how much is actually known about this sight condition?
With sight loss, with retinitis pigmentosa or any other sort of sight loss, there is a chance that Charles Bonnet syndrome will occur as well, because I don't know whether it's a physical or a neurological thing, but it sort of seems to kick in when you've got extreme sight loss. So, yeah.
Now, this was a big storyline on Monday night's Coronation Street. Now, Johnny's obviously a fictional character, but what sort of things will happen to Johnny's vision?
There's hallucinations. There's that feeling when you're walking down the street and, you know, if you've got sight loss, sometimes you don't notice stuff, what's around you. But with Charles Bonnet syndrome, you think you can notice shapes and maybe even people walking past you, and it's not happening. It's sort of like having like a shadow move past you and your brain saying, right, something over there, but there isn't. So that's the best way of describing hallucinations. Yeah. I mean, I can give an example of my most extreme hallucinations, and they probably only happened a handful of times over the last couple of years. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night. It's pitch black. I mean, we've got Venetian blinds, which are shut at night, so there's no light coming in. And I'd wake up, I'd sit on the edge of bed, and the whole room would be lit up. It would be like, I mean, I had it the other night, actually, which is very strange. And I was actually in my previous flat, and I was looking around the room, and there was all the units in my previous flat going around the wall. And I'm sitting there going, right, this is a Charles Bonnet moment, I reckon. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, it seems to sort of flash and peter out, a bit like dissolving something in a liquid. It sort of just sort of like disappears eventually.
But it's strange also that it ties into something from the past that was real, as in stuff from your old flat.
It is, yeah. It must ignite memories or feelings from the past and mix it all together. Maybe, you know, it could even be something you've seen on the telly or anything like that, and it just sort of gives that hallucination of that object, that person, that time period. I don't know.
So if anyone listening perhaps has hallucination-like symptoms themselves, what would be the next step?
I'd say if you've got or think you've got Charles Bonnet syndrome, if you've got some sort of sight loss anyway, and this is like occurring as well, then get in touch with Esme's Umbrella and Judith Potts, because she's at the forefront of everything at the moment.
And she was instrumental, obviously, in the Coronation Street storyline.
Yeah. I'm sure that Esme's Umbrella has like a chat line as well. So people with the same sight problem or think they've got the same sight problem can chat to other people.
Roger, thanks for coming on and sharing your experiences.
No problem, Barry.
And that address is charlesbonnysyndrome.uk. Roger, it's been brilliant talking to you. Thanks for sharing your own experiences with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Been a pleasure, mate. And while I'm here, I'll give my show a plug, or two of them, actually. Pure 80s, which goes out on a Wednesday at 1 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and Sunday at 9 p.m., and Pure 70s, which goes out Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at midday, and Sundays at 5 p.m. There you go.